This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. It's a great privilege to share a few moments with you today. Yesterday, I was talking about frustrations. Who is there among us that have never been frustrated? Is it because we just can't keep up with things? I talked about lowering expectations. And I think another thing in this step, I guess, if you're trying to ease the frustration in your own life, is to accept life as it is. One thing is guaranteed in this game of life, I guess we call it, that you'll be dealt a bad hand from time to time. No one sort of escapes from this. There will be problems. We ought to just spend a bit of time to look at the difficult situations, to focus on it and say, what is it about this that I can change? Your feelings of frustration will always take a back seat to creative emotional energy, if you can think about it clearly. What about, you know, how we take things personally? People develop frustration being let down by someone. You know, driving in the car, you're cut off in traffic, or a loved one shouts at you, or someone misunderstands you. And so we tend to take it personally. People have their reasons for the way they act, and maybe it is irrational, but it may have nothing to do with you at the time. So why take it all personally? Take time to put the situation into perspective. And if you start to feel getting frustrated, go somewhere quietly, have a think about it. And chances are, when you think it through clearly, you realize that it's probably not all that important. I was amused to read a 104-year-old woman was being interviewed. What's the best thing the reporter said to her about being 104? Well, she said, no peer pressure. I think she understood life really well. Well, trouble is something and frustration that belongs to all of us. I haven't met anyone that has never had this feeling of frustration. It's one of the common denominators that links all of us, no matter who you are or how many years ago. It was Job in the Old Testament in the Bible says that man is born unto trouble. There it is in Job chapter 5, verse 7. In chapter 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. So he put it very well, didn't he? In God's word, trouble plagues the human race. But troubles produce tough days. I guess we've all had those experiences. I like the Peanuts comic strip when Charlie Brown one day is saying to Lucy, look, I've got so many troubles that if anything happens to me today, it'll be 2 weeks before I can worry about it. Maybe you can identify with Charlie, no matter who you are. Trouble is going to come knocking unexpectedly at your door one day. So don't spend time looking for it, because it'll find you, because trouble knows your address. Now, if you're a Christian, you will encounter those tough days too. We kind of think that if we're a Christian, we're automatically exempt. No, that's not right, because Job was a man of God, a man from the Bible. As he said, a man is born unto trouble. A super faith Christian doesn't necessarily mean that that person's not going to run into trouble. There's no utopia for us to live in this world. There are no jobs, you know, that don't have their share of frustrations or disappointments or discouragements. Some have more than others. And every adventure or endeavor that we have is not perfect. Something will go wrong somewhere. It was like what Jesus said to his disciples. And I think it was a very practical thing that Jesus said. He said in John 16, in this world you will have troubles. But take heart, he said, I have overcome the world. God gives us a message of encouragement. I mean, there are other statements. I'm looking at Psalm 50, verse 15, where God said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver you. Psalm 46, verse 1, a wonderful statement. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And the Amplified Bible talks about that as a very present and well-proved help in time of trouble. How true all that is, that God is there. So if you get frustrated today, remember that God can give you some resources and give you strength. Gracious God, you love us with an everlasting love. Thank you for that. It goes on forever. We thank you for your love, which is deep as the ocean. May we be prepared to love others and overlook sometimes the frustrations that we get. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.